Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More now on today's inaugural festivities in Washington. Among those in the Massachusetts delegation today is Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy III, who joins us now from Washington. Congressman, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, good morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you, and it's a great day.
Congressman, your family has obviously had a presence at many inaugurals past. This is your first as a member of Congress. What are your expectations for the day personally and for your constituents back here in Massachusetts?
Well, it's obviously an exciting day. I think we've been down in Washington for the past couple of days, and obviously the number of tourists that are coming in, the number of people that just want to be part of history. It's a special moment, and you can definitely feel that in the streets and with the crowds, and it's, I think, exciting for everybody.
The highlight of the day for many folks, of course, is the inaugural address. What are you hoping to hear in President Obama's speech today during these obviously tough economic times here in the country and tense times internationally?
You know, he's got a lot of challenges, obviously, before him and before his administration, and we do as a country. But I think what you're going to see or hear from him today, and what I expect to hear from him, is the commitment to the principles that guided his first 4 years and guided his campaign. There's an ambitious series of, ambitious agenda in front of the president, whether that's tax reform, immigration, guns. That is going to lead to some lively debates in Congress. But I think that what the president has outlined are a set of reforms and proposals that are fair and balanced. And I think that's the right approach.
You've mentioned three very divisive issues, or three issues that are at least potentially very divisive, taxes, guns, immigration, all expected to face the president in his second term, and you and your fellow members in the new Congress. Do you worry that this new term will be marked by confrontation as opposed to cooperation?
Well, I certainly hope that we're going to be able to build on some of the lessons of the last Congress and some of the feelings that the new members of Congress have towards each other. We've spent a lot of time getting to know each other over the past 2 months, the new members anyway, and we've gotten to know a number of Republicans, some of whom were pretty conservative. And we don't necessarily agree on all that much, but they have come up to me, and I've been talking to them about where we can find a way to work together.
So, coming back to today, given what may be ahead, what do you expect to hear or hope to hear from the president today to kind of reach out to head off as much divisiveness as possible?
You know, Bob, I think that there's going to be you're going to see him reach out, or I expect to hear him say he's going to reach out. I think that you're also going to hear him stand strong on his principles and stand strong on those values, and that there's going to need to be individuals from both sides of the aisle that are going to have to come together in a compromise to move our country forward. And Bob, that means, you know, we saw with the last deal, nobody was really hugely excited about all parts of the deal, but that's what happens in a compromise. You have to give something to get something, and I think our legislative leaders in the last Congress, the 112th, were able to come together because they knew that they had to.
Congressman Joe Kennedy III, thank you very much for joining us this morning from Washington, and enjoy the festivities today.
Thank you very much. I will. Take care.